Today, we're headed up to North Wilkesboro to talk about a little hardware store that turned into a huge hardware store and became a grocery store along the way. So stick around, and I'm going to tell you about Lowe's. Welcome to the NC Everything Podcast. I'm your host, Curtis, and this is a bi-weekly show where I talk about everything that has anything to do with North Carolina. Thank you all for joining me today, whether you're a returning listener or this is your first time at the NC Everything Podcast. I'm really lucky I'm able to get outside. It's the last week of May. Today's May 29th when I'm recording this, and it's been raining for 2 days. Kind of misty, a little heavier at times. And I really like recording outside. I didn't know if I'd be able to get out here. Even right now, you can't tell if you're watching on YouTube, but I'm in my blacksmith shop. We're kind of halfway in, halfway out. I got all the electronics under the roof, and I'm kind of sitting a little bit on the outside. If it starts raining, I can move in a little bit. But it overall, it's a really pretty day. It's just, you might be able to tell looking behind me, but it's been a messy weekend. Anyway, before we get into the content, let's see. I want to thank you all for joining me. The website, www.thenceverythingpodcast.com, is officially shut down. I didn't get a whole lot of traffic there, and so I decided to shut it down. I'm getting plenty of traffic from YouTube and my regular podcast players. If I ever, you know, decide I need a new website, I'll definitely make one. I'd like to eventually get into selling merchandise, stuff like that. And if you think I need a website, you're definitely welcome to weigh in on that. But right now, it was an unnecessary cost. Now, despite the website being shut down, you can still contact me at thenceverythingpodcast@gmail.com. So don't worry about that. If you have any listener suggestions, they can still come in just like normal. Now, outside of the website, if you like the podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also join the Facebook group. There'll be a link for that down below. And if you're watching on YouTube and you'd rather listen, again, I'm available on most podcast players. And if you're listening and you want to put a face behind the voice, you can watch on YouTube, and there's a link for that down below. I don't think there's too much else to say. I do have my hat on backwards because I'm wearing a hat that it's not inappropriate, but it doesn't have anything to do with North Carolina, so I decided to turn it around backwards. I'm not normally a backwards hat wearer unless I guess in some situations I may turn it around backwards to get the bill out of my face. But anyway, don't think I'm trying on a new look or going through some kind of midlife crisis. It's just a different hat than I normally wear. And I'm pretty particular about my hats. You could ask my wife. If I got a hat I don't like, you know, I'll pitch a fit like a little kid. I got to have a hat that's comfortable, one that I like to wear. I'm real picky about some things, and hats are definitely one of them. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the content. It's March of 1921. A North Wilkesboro resident named Lucius Lowe decides to go into business for himself, and he opens up a hardware store that he names North Wilkesboro Hardware. It's really more like a general store. I mean, he sold hardware supplies, but also groceries, horse tack, and home improvement goods. And this hardware store, it was a welcome addition to North Wilkesboro, and it done really good business. Unfortunately, in 1940, Lucius Lowe would pass away after 19 years of business. Ownership of the North Wilkesboro Hardware passes to his daughter, Ruth. Now, Ruth, she didn't have any interest at all in being the owner of a hardware store, so she almost immediately sells the business to her brother, James Lowe. However, World War II had started the previous year, and so it wasn't too long before James Lowe was called to fight. His sister Ruth would be back in the hardware store business, even though she really didn't want to be there. She and her mama would operate the store while James was away at war. So now let's talk about Carl Buchan, B-U-C-H-A-N. Carl Buchan. Anyway, he was another North Carolinian. Carl was from Pinehurst, and he was also serving in World War II. In 1943, Carl gets injured, and he's sent back home to North Carolina with an honorable discharge. But it wasn't long after that, when he came back home to North Carolina, that he started he started courting Ruth Lowe. Now, I'm not sure how him and Ruth met, but eventually they would get married. But even though they were married, the cold hard truth was that Carl didn't have a job, and Ruth was busy running a hardware store that she really didn't care about. So one day, she decides on a solution. She gets a hold of her brother, James, and she asks if it would be okay if her new husband, Carl, took over managing North Wilkesboro Hardware. This would free her of the business and give Carl a job. Well, the story goes that James, he tells Carl to inventory the entire store and pay him for everything that's in it. And if he does that, then he can be partners, 50-50. Well, Carl agrees, and he does this, and he becomes part owner of North Wilkesboro Hardware. Now let's go to 1946. World War II is over. The economy starts jumping. Carl, he had a notion that the construction business across the country was about to start booming, so he decides to change the focus of North Wilkesboro Hardware. Instead of operating like a general store like they have in the past, he decides to just restock the shelves and become a full-blown home improvement store. So he fills the store with every kind of home hardware he could find, from door hinges to toilets to curtains to anything else, even kitchen sinks. Well, then he decides to change the name from North Wilkesboro Hardware to Lowe's Hardware. 3 years later, in 1949, a second Lowe's Hardware would open in Sparta, North Carolina. In 1952, Carl becomes the sole owner of Lowe's Hardware. I couldn't really find any details about how or why this happened, but it sounds like it was a friendly agreement between Carl and James. So even though Carl was the sole owner of Lowe's Hardware, he decides to keep the name Lowe's. But this wasn't the end of entrepreneurship for James Lowe. 2 years later, in 1954, James Lowe would open up a grocery store under his name, Lowe's Food. However, I'm going to stick to talking about Lowe's Home Improvement. I know whenever me and my wife, Jamie, we talk about going to Lowe's, we have to clarify whether we mean Lowe's Food or Lowe's Home Improvement, since we have both of them in our town. So when I talk about Lowe's, remember, we're still talking about hardware, not food. By 1958, 6 years after Carl took over as owner, Lowe's Hardware has 344 employees. 2 years later, a heart attack would take Carl Buchan away from us at age 44. Now, this was right after Carl had made the decision to focus Lowe's merchandise for home improvement professionals rather than weekend fixer-uppers. So, just to clarify, before, you know, you could go there and buy, you know, some nails and some hinges and home improvement goods, but now before he passed away, he was focusing on professional contractors. You could buy in bulk, and his merchandise, you know, his selections were humongous. Anything you need to essentially build a house. That's kind of where the store was going. In 1961, Lowe's becomes a publicly traded company. And this was October of 1961. And when that happened, about 400,000 shares were sold at $12.25 per share on that first day of trading. And just so you know, I looked up what Lowe's shares are today. They were $12.25 per share back in 1961. Today, they're $216 per share. Well, after Lowe's hit the stock market, they changed their name again to Lowe's Companies Incorporated. Then in 1962, Lowe's opened up its 21st store. By 1969, there would be 50 stores. In 1982, the year before I was born, Lowe's hit its first billion-dollar sales year. It ended up with a record profit of $25 million. In 1984, the year after I was born, Lowe's is named Top 100 Best Companies to Work For in America by Fortune magazine. And in 1989, Lowe's would open up its 300th location. In 1998, Lowe's purchased the naming rights to the Charlotte Motor Speedway in Charlotte, North Carolina. I talked about this in a couple episodes, I think. So the Speedway changes its name to Lowe's Motor Speedway. And Lowe's Motor Speedway stayed Lowe's Motor Speedway until 2010, when the contract was over, and it went back to being called Charlotte Motor Speedway, even though it's in Concord, not Charlotte. Now, it was somewhere around this time, I'm sorry, I jumped ahead to 2010. It was somewhere around 1998 that Lowe's decided to change its look. You see, during all this history of Lowe's, sales had gotten bigger and bigger, but the original store layout kind of looked like that, you know, community hardware store kind of look. But back in 1978, I think there's children in my yard. I hear either children or a dying squirrel or maybe a yelping dog. I hope that's not coming up on the mic too much. Anyway, back in 1978 in Marietta, Georgia, another hardware store titan came to life, Home Depot. And their layout was more like a warehouse and less like a retail store. So in the early 90s, Lowe's decided to redo the stores to look more like a warehouse to compete with Home Depot. And by 1991, the conversion was complete in all 300 stores. There would be 400 stores by the year 2000. That next year, in 2001, the first Lowe's in New York City would open up. It wasn't too long after that that Lowe's would try its hand at international sales. On December 10th, 2007, Lowe's hits Canada by opening its first three stores in Brantford, Brampton, and Hamilton, Canada. And we're getting close to the end, but in 2015, Lowe's continues its global reach, and it opens up a store in Bangalore, India. Now, I had read somewhere, and I forgot to put a note of it, that Lowe's had built their headquarters or made their headquarters in an old mall in North Wilkesboro, but I thought I put a note of it. I didn't. But today, Lowe's main headquarters is in Morrisville, North Carolina. And today, or as of October 28th, 2022, Lowe's has 2,181 home improvement and hardware stores in North America. And that's the end of my notes. Now, I can tell you that a lot of people I know, we have, where I'm sitting right now, we have a Lowe's home improvement about 12 miles that way, about 15 miles that way, and about 16 miles in that same direction, we have a Home Depot, and about 18 miles that way, we have a Home Depot, and I think behind me, about 12 to 15 miles, there's a Lowe's, and maybe off, I think, in that direction, about 20 miles, there's a Home Depot. So we have both around us, and this, you know, you'll find a lot of heavy opinions, Home Depot, Lowe's, Home Depot, Lowe's. I go to either one. I buy some welding stuff. I know Lowe's, they stock some welding stuff. I don't think Home Depot has any metal stock. They may have some welding stuff, but a lot of times I go to Lowe's for my welding stuff. And we go there, I think everybody does this, we go there and fantasy buy and fantasy build our dream house from time to time. You know, sometimes for me, being a guy, I suppose, it's fun walking around Lowe's. I hate going to Lowe's with a purpose, because if I'm going to Lowe's or Home Depot with a purpose, it means something is broke. And I would much rather go up there and build my dream house than go up there and try to find the part I need. And, you know, it's never the right part. Most of the time I go to Lowe's to fix something, I do two or three trips in one day. I go to get the part I think it is, and then I go back to get the part that I know it is. And then I go back a third time to get the right size of the part that I know it is. And I know a lot of y'all can probably relate. And for me, I'm a welder. I'm not a plumber. I'm not a carpenter. I'm not even a mechanic, but I find myself doing all three of those jobs, even electrical. I hate electricity. I love electricity. I hate messing with electricity. I don't enjoy being shocked. I don't know anybody who does, but you know, doing stuff on your own, the DIY, you end up finding new and creative ways to hurt yourself. And Lowe's definitely helps out with that. Anyway, you may have a strong opinion about Lowe's or Home Depot, but Lowe's is a North Carolina company. Home Depot is a Georgia company. I don't know if they have a Georgia Everything podcast, but maybe you can reach out to them. But that's the end of the Lowe's episode. I know, I will say I'm wearing a polo in this episode. I had mentioned it in the last episode about my promotion at work. Again, I'm a welder, so I'm normally wearing work pants and t-shirts with burn holes all in them. But now that I'm the welding supervisor, I have to dress pretty. So I had to go out and find me some nicer shirts. And I'm recording multiple episodes today, so I'll be doing some outfit changes so I don't, you know, wear the same thing in the next five episodes or anything. But this is one of my polos. I actually like it because it's got this little pocket here, which I'll probably never use at work, but it makes a good microphone holder for the podcast. Anyway, if you want to weigh in on my polo, you can. Orange is actually my favorite color, but I tend to wear more blue. I don't know. I don't think I look good wearing orange all the time. Anyway, if you like this show, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Check out the Facebook group. And check out the YouTube link if you're listening and you want to watch. And if you're interested about my polo and my backwards hat, definitely check out the YouTube channel. Anyway, that's all for today. So I'll talk to you in a couple weeks.